Welcome back, everybody. I'm Sarah Sewell, the Executive Director for the Down Syndrome Association, and welcome to DASCO Up for Discussion. We have a special episode today, and it's featuring some of our siblings who are going to share a little bit about their loved one with Down syndrome. So everybody, say hi to Alex, Cooper, Amelia, and Lexi. They're going to share a little bit about their experiences, so stay tuned, and here we go. Now we're going to talk to Alex first. If you all would just introduce yourselves and tell a little bit about yourself and your sibling. Alex, we'll go with you.
Okay, my name is Alex. My brother's Ewan.
How old's Ewan?
Ewan's 13 now.
Okay. Anything you want to share special about Ewan? What does Ewan like to do?
He likes to sit on the couch all day and watch television.
Okay, that's fair. Okay.
So my name is Cooper. I'm 21. My brother is Zeke. He's 20 years old. Zeke loves to draw, read, write, and hang out with friends all the time. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Amelia.
My name is Amelia. I'm 8 years old, and my sister is Abby. She's 11 years old, and she likes to go swimming and play tennis and basketball and soccer.
My name's Alexa, I'm 15. My sister is Coda, and she's about to turn 5. She loves to hang out with our family, socialize, talk to anyone that she can, anywhere. She loves dancing, singing.
Mm-hmm.
So she's just a social butterfly.
Yeah, some of them are, some of them aren't, but we're going to get to that. So the first question I kind of have for you all is, when did you know or recognize that your sibling had Down syndrome? Or maybe you didn't, or do you just figured it out?
I mean, for as long as I can remember, I've known. Mm-hmm. Like, they told me at some point when I was really young, but, like, I don't remember exactly the moment. It was just, like, I didn't really care. Mm-hmm. I didn't really register what it really meant.
Do you think you do now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So with me being 21 and him 20, there was such a small gap between him being born. My parents told me that, like, when he came home from the hospital, but my young mind didn't really, like, register with that. I think it really clicked when we started going to, like, the same elementary school or whatever, and he'd have to go to a separate class, like the special ed classes. I think that's kind of when it clicked for me.
Now, did you all graduate together, or was he held back?
No, so he redid one grade, I forget which one, but he redid a grade, so he graduated a year after me.
Okay. Amelia?
I've just really always known. I don't really remember when my parents told me.
Okay.
I have a story about this.
Okay, great. I can't wait to hear it.
So, my mom, she had missed her, like, 6-week appointment, and I was with my grandma, and then they had gone to the appointment after. She had to go by herself because it was during COVID. Mm-hmm. I was 8 at the time. And I remember just being with my grandma. We were sitting outside. It was really a rainy day, so it was kind of gloomy already. And my mom comes home, and my grandma is next-door neighbors with us, or she was. And so my mom was at our house for a little while, talking with my dad. They come over to our house. We're all just sitting outside. And they start talking about how my sister's going to be different. She has something called Down syndrome. I was her age. Yeah. I didn't understand what that meant. I was just kind of like, okay, well. And then my dad started crying.
Oh.
And that's when I realized, like, this is going to be kind of a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Even not understanding what that meant. I knew that she was going to be different.
Mm-hmm. Did that scare you a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
That was the first time I ever saw my dad cry.
Oh.
So, I think that's why I remember it so, like, vividly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was really scary, and my mom is, like, the strongest woman I know, but I could tell even then she was scared, and so I think it terrified me a little bit,
yeah.
But at the same time, my parents were so reassuring, and I knew that we were going to be able to get through it, and we would all be stronger because of it.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a little bit earlier about your loved one having any health issues. Does anybody want to share any stories about, you know, when your sibling had to undergo a surgery or have any kind of a procedure, because that's mm-hmm. very common and happens a lot amongst us, and maybe even what emotions you have with that. So you sound like you want to go next.
Sure. So Coda, when she was born, she only had one working kidney. The other one didn't really function, mm-hmm. like, at all. So she ended up having to have a surgeon on it to get, like, a hole in it. And she had I think it's, like, a nephrostomy bag.
Okay.
And so she is a pee bag, basically. Uh-huh. It was wrapped around her body. And I remember always we would have to play very, like, gently in case we accidentally hurt her or hurt the bag or, like, hurt where it was opening in her stomach.
Yeah.
And then her tubes. She just got hearing aids.
Okay.
She has a little.
How's that going?
It's good. She's she wore them today.
Oh, good.
So we're very proud of her for that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But, yeah, her complications haven't been too bad.
Okay.
She's really tough.
Amelia, do you have a short story to share about Abby?
Yeah, she has had two heart surgeries. One I can't remember. Her first one I can't remember how old mm-hmm. she was, but her second one she was 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She's had a lot of respiratory.
That's a big word for an 8 year old. Yeah, I know you've been to the hospital with Abby many times. What's that like when you have to go when she's in the hospital?
Just really scary. I'm worried about her.
Yeah. But she's always came out like a trooper, hasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there anything that you do with Abby when she's in the hospital to make her feel better?
Well, sometimes we just make silly faces at each other.
I like that.
Just make each other laugh.
Uh-huh. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. So Zeke has sleep apnea. So when that started to become more and more of a thing that we had to watch out for, he did get his tonsils removed.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, hearing the reports, like the sleep reports, when he first started on that CPAP machine, it was a scary thing to think about, you know, not breathing for sometimes a minute at a time or something like that. So as a kid, we'd always share a room and try to get him to, like, wear that machine throughout the night, you know, stuff like that. So,
But he hasn't had any other health implications?
No, not so far.
That's really good. How about you, Ryan? Does he have any?
I know he had some complications. He has stitches down, like, in this area, but that was a long time ago, and I do not remember.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember, like, it's, like, vividly, I remember, like, I was in a car that we don't own anymore. My mom and dad was like, oh, he's coming back from the hospital. And I'm like, just listening and eavesdropping. That's just, just, like, a little fragment in my head that I remember.
I'm sure all of you have been to those, either a doctor's appointment or a therapy appointment, numerous of appointments with your sibling, and have probably heard big terms like Amelia just said about respiratory, and I'm sure, you know, those things you're going to just learn. I mean, it's just learning about life and things. So let's kind of dive in, and we'll switch subjects for a minute and just share a little bit about, you know, a quirk or something that your sibling does that, you know, it can annoy you. That's perfectly fine. We're transparent here. Or something that you're like, wow, that's so amazing. And it could be both. So, Alex?
I mean, I wouldn't call it a quirk. It's more like just something he does every morning.
Yeah.
It's like, like we have a bunk bed, and he's on the bottom, I'm on the top. So, he'll wake up, completely silent, walk out, nobody's awake except for him. Walks out who knows when. I get up, get out of bed, walk around the corner, and he's just sitting there.
Yeah.
And then he goes like,
oh, what are you doing? Yeah. Very quiet and still. He doesn't talk.
Yeah, he just does that. Yeah. It's just like, you do this every morning.
That's kind of his routine then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
To kind of go through and every just time. Sit still.
I like it a lot when I wake up before him and I'm like, it's my turn to do this.
Oh, nice.
Now I get to do this.
Getting back for a little bit, huh?
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
So my family, we love going to national parks and visiting and traveling in that sort of fashion. But Zeke, instead of packing clothes, loves to pack all of his toys and everything into a backpack. And so, you know, as we're loading the car, whatever's like, dude, why is your bag so heavy? And you open it, and it's just the last week's library books and all the toys and everything. But, I mean, he's super observant, you know. And so However annoying the bag may get, it's always fun to still be able to see him point stuff out that maybe you didn't notice, or, you know, we're walking on a trail kind of, you know, at a fast pace. He's like, oh, check out that bug or whatever. So, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. What about you, Amelia?
Abby's just really funny. She just makes up all these, like, silly games. She's really enthusiastic. We like going on trips. We took a trip to the Grand Canyon and saw a scorpion in July for her birthday.
Okay, that's fun. Yeah. And you sign with Abby. Yeah, so do you kind of get on to her sometimes when you sign?
Yeah.
Do you ever tell her to stop it or let's go?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. That's so cool. What about you, Alexa?
Coda carries around makeup brushes everywhere. Like, she has a whole bag of them. She decides which makeup brush she's going to take to school every morning. We have to tell her she can only take one. She's not like that.
So is there a certain kind of brush type? Like, does it have to be really, really soft? Or is it...
She loves the soft
ones. The real soft ones.
Yeah.
And it's a certain size? Like,
no.
So any brush?
Mm-hmm. She just likes when they're really soft. She just likes to pet her face with them.
Yeah.
Or pet your face with them.
Yeah. So does she wake you up with that?
Oh, yeah. It happens a lot.
Yeah. I can see that. Any fun stories that you all would like to share about your sibling? Like a great memory that you hold right now?
I have one. When we went to high school together during COVID, the school said, you know, you have to wear COVID masks. Well, Zeke heard mask and went, okay, yeah, I can do that. And so he has all these superhero masks. And you know, what's the school going to do? Tell the kid not to wear a mask? Like, they said, wear a mask. And so I'm walking from class just to another one, and I pass by him, and he's wearing a Spider-Man mask in the halls. And I'm like, Zeke, like, you can't wear that. And it's like, he'd get really frustrated, but he's like, no, I'm wearing a mask. Like, what are you talking about? I'm doing what I'm supposed to. So that's one story that comes to mind.
Yeah. So. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. But it's that literal process thinking. You told me to wear a mask. I'm doing what you said.
I'm doing what you told me to, so.
Yeah. And Cooper, you kind of have a unique situation, and I'd like for you to, you know, share more, because you grew up in a military family, and you all have traveled quite a bit, and you've only been in Oklahoma a couple of years, correct? And,
right.
You know, kind of just share with the listener, like, what that's been like for you all.
Yeah, I mean, I moved to the University of Oklahoma in 2022, and then my family came to Oklahoma about 2 years, I think the summer would be 2 years ago. So it was kind of a hard transition period, because Zeke and I have always been super, super close. Like, the most time that I wouldn't see him would be like one night when I spent the night at somebody's place or whatever.
Yeah.
So to go, you know, almost a full semester or something like that, without seeing him or him seeing me was pretty hard.
How far away were you all?
So my family was in Colorado Springs, which is about a 9-hour drive.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they'd come to visit me often, but again, it was, you know, kind of some tearful FaceTime calls or whatever.
Wow.
But now that he's back, and, you know, they're back closer, it's about a 30-minute drive from Norman where they are. We see him almost every day. I try to at least give him a call or something like that. So, just that bond that we built, again, being in, you know, elementary school, middle school, high school, and just spending essentially every second with him, you know, certainly helps build that. So.
And your dad's deployed right now.
He is,
so
yeah.
How's that? And you've kind of had to step into a whole new role.
Yeah, yeah. House mechanic is what I like to say. I got a crash course in, like, YouTube plumbing this summer. You know, it's hard because he doesn't have quite the sense of time that we do.
Right.
He just knows, you know, Christmas is around the corner. Or my birthday's coming. But coming up to him is like a week. When in reality, it's like 6 months.
Right.
So it's hard to, when Dad got orders to be deployed, it was hard to explain it to him. Because it's like, okay, Dad's on an Army trip. Well, how long is that going to be? Well, we don't know. So it makes it even harder to say, you know, harder for someone without Down syndrome to say, well, yeah, Dad's gone. I don't know how much longer. But then to explain to a kid with Down syndrome that doesn't have a sense of time, that was kind of a big challenge. And it still kind of is, because there's some days where he's like, he wakes up and he's like, where's Dad?
Yeah.
Like, how long Army trip? And it's like, I don't know, bud. Like, I wish I could tell you. And I wish I could tell you in a way that, like, you'd understand and you know, can, you know, process. Because, I mean, there's some days where it's even harder for me to process.
Right.
So
I can't imagine.
It's hard to take the information myself and then give it to him in a way that he can digest, too. So
Because you have other siblings as well.
I do, yeah. I've got four younger siblings. It's me, then Zeke, then my sister, and then my two twin brothers. Mm-hmm. So,
I know one thing your mom told me that she tried to do for Zeke was to explain the deployment process was putting a jar of hugs and kisses.
Yeah.
And he gets a hug and a kiss every day from your dad.
Yeah, yeah.
And he told your mom the other day, he said, it's not getting smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he thought it would kind of dwindle down, and it's not.
It's hard, yeah. So we got jars, and we put Hershey Kisses in them as like a countdown jar.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the fatal flaws of the jar is, once it gets low, you have to refill it because dad's still gone.
There.
Still
yeah.
gone. But, I mean, you take... It's a great idea, and it certainly works, but, you know, taking one a day is hard. You
yeah.
know, because you want to take 20 a day. You want to take 50 a day.
Yeah.
But you can only take one.
Mm.
And so it's hard. It's a good way for him to understand that time because the jar's still full. But, you know, again, it is hard to just take one. So.
Mm-hmm. Do you get to talk to your dad much?
We do. We do pretty often. A lot more than I think maybe we all expected to.
That's cool.
FaceTime has been a savior. It's hard sometimes because the signal's bad, so it's a little grainy.
Yeah.
But it's been good so far. Mm-hmm. And we're certainly making do where we can.
Yeah,
so.
Well, we appreciate your dad's service, and gosh, I know you've really had to step it up. And
yeah.
We've helped you guys out to get Zeke on an emergency waiver so
yeah.
that you
yeah.
can get become his HTS finally.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's been kind of nice, but... yeah, okay. We'll move on down to Amelia. What's a great memory that you have of Abby?
Just sometimes she'll just help me, like sometimes we're meeting new people and she's like, and I'm just like shy and not talking to
mm-hmm.
people that much, and then Abby's like, hi, my name is Abby.
Oh.
And this is Emia, and then I just kind of warm up after she talks to them for
yeah.
me.
Yeah, well, that's nice. She's very social then. She's
yeah.
the introducer then of
yeah.
the family.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a fun story about Coda? I feel like you do.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like my favorite would just be the way she wakes me up every morning.
Yeah.
She just opens my door, turns on my light, walks in. I'm like, Coda, get out. Turn off the light.
And I want to go back to sleep.
Makes her laugh. And
yeah.
then she obviously leaves the light on and comes and crawls into my bed.
Yeah.
She'll usually pull the covers off me and tell me to get up in her own language. But we understand what she's saying.
yeah.
Or she'll just start petting my face. Or she'll slap me in the face.
Yeah.
She just wants me to get up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. But it's always the best way to wake up in the mornings.
Do you all feel like you really kind of have that intuition and you kind of know what they're thinking? Yeah. I mean, I know as moms we do, but I feel like you all have that on a whole nother level. Like, oh gosh, she's going to jump off the couch. Or, oh my gosh, he's going to dive into the cookie jar.
Oh,
I can
no.
see it. And do you ever cover up for him?
Yeah.
Totally?
Yeah.
yeah.
Who
yeah,
wants
have.
To share that they covered up a incident?
I mean, I would, but I feel like my parents are going to watch this.
Fair enough, but...
I mean, okay.
It sounds like it's
so,
a good one, so you have to tell us now.
Darn. Okay, Mom, Dad, I love you. So, you and... He's home alone with me. They went out to do something, so we're just in the house, and it was only for a bit, so I wasn't worried about that much. But I went to go to the bathroom, and I come back out, and he's gone.
Oh, no.
I'm like, where'd you go? He's always on the couch. He's not on the couch anymore. And I'm like, okay, where'd he go? And he's, like, in the back, like, by my office. He's just, like, in the corner, like, hid behind, like, a freezer. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, hide and seek. And I'm like... Who are you playing hide and seek with? And I'm like, he's like,
looking around, like, oh my gosh.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
And then he looks at me, and he points at me, and I'm like, I was in the bathroom. I was like, no, you're like playing hide and seek now. I'm like, okay. So we start playing hide and seek.
Uh-huh.
And he hides by Mom's plants.
Oh no.
Like by all the pots.
Did they get tipped over?
So we may have tipped over one of them.
I love it.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah. How funny.
We spilled a little bit of dirt.
Uh-huh.
A little bit.
A little bit of dirt. Just a little bit, in quotes.
And then he was like, this is your problem now, and he runs away, and then I'm stuck here with dirt on the floor, and Mom's gonna be home any minute now.
Oh, no.
So it's either I have to explain what happened, or I gotta clean up really fast. So one of Mom's pots is currently missing a good
chunk of dirt.
Chunk of dirt. Unless she fixed it, which maybe she did. She probably did.
Yeah.
But it wasn't me.
It was you, Ewan. But you cleaned it up for him.
Oh, that's... he ran away.
Yeah. He was like, I'm out of here.
I'm out of here. This is your problem now.
Yeah.
Like,
Cooper, have you covered for Zeke
a few
before?
Times? You know, he... You know, we all have an affinity for certain foods, and his is ice cream sandwiches.
Ah.
And Mom will go to Brahms, and, you know, you can buy a box of them for the family. And with, you know, five kids, she buys...
Maybe
two boxes at a time or whatever, and you go out and go, whoa, some are missing. You know, if Zeke was ever a thief, he'd be a bad one because he leaves a trail behind. So there's always, like, you can go out, and it's always funny because we have the deep freeze where all the ice cream sandwiches are and then our exercise equipment. And he'll sit on the exercise equipment to eat it, and then he'll leave his trash on the exercise equipment. And be like, oh, no, that was mine, you know, just... try to bail him out a few times here and there.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, so he doesn't get in trouble for eating all the ice cream sandwiches?
No, not as often as he should, you know.
But he probably goes back and tells on himself, too, afterwards.
I mean, yeah, when he leaves his trash and nobody catches it before him.
Amelia, do you have a good story we've covered for Abby?
A lot of times I've covered for her not brushing her teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Or brushing her hair.
Uh-huh. Do you just do it for her sometimes or help her?
I try to, but then she runs away and hides.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, where are you?
Yeah. That's a good one. How about Coda?
So we've had to get a fridge lock for our fridge so she can't open it. Sorry, Mom. I open the fridge lock a lot and give her food out of the fridge.
Yeah, or, she do.
Or if she has had her fair share of candy, I would give her some of mine.
Give her some more.
And usually I just don't tell.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I've witnessed that at my house, too. Sounds like you guys are just as sneaky as they are, too. So, kind of share with us a little bit, you know, we siblings play such an important role. I mean, you all are the second caregivers sometimes, and ultimately will become the caregivers, you know, in the future. I always tell my kids, you know, this is just the hand that we were given and the deck of cards we were given, and we're gonna run with it. It's not that it's a bad thing, but we got to prepare you as parents to make sure. So what do you think that future looks like for your sibling, and where do you see your role going? Alex?
I mean,
if your parents talk to you like, hey, you're going to have to take over some things.
I mean, yeah, they have. I mean, in my experience with Ewan, he's never really needed too much out of me.
Yeah.
He knows exactly what he, I mean, when we had to teach him everything for the first time, that was like, he was high maintenance, but now that he knows basically everything he needs to do to exist, it's more like, hey, you want some juice? He's like, yeah. Or he's like, you want some of this? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. It's like more like a, it's like, what would you do for your friend if he was staying over at your house, basically? Because he can do everything else.
Yeah. That's good.
Well, you can't cook, but that's what I'm talking about. I'll get there.
So you'll cook for him.
I'll cook for him. We'll get there when we get there. But
yeah. Does he can't cook right now? That's what I always say. We're not able to do that yet. Who knows what we might be able to do?
I want to trust him near a stove. I mean, I like my house, man. I want it to go burn.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll get there.
Well, now there's safe homes. You've got all the adaptive equipment, so the oven and the stove shuts off. You're not standing in front of it for 5 minutes. So.
And what if he's standing in front of it?
Mm-hmm. True. True. But all things to work on. Cooper, why don't you? Where do you see your role in Zeke's outlook?
You know, I feel like a lot of siblings kind of find themselves at some point in a place where it's like, you know, not wanting to think that their sibling with Down syndrome is a burden, but feeling like, how is this going to affect my life?
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like I've had that scenario when I was younger. And it's kind of come to the point where I'm like, yeah, I have my dreams and my aspirations, but why can't he be a part of those?
Yeah.
And why can't we incorporate him into those sort of things? Like, personally, I want to go to law school, and I want to become a lawyer, so why can't, you know, we find ways that he can do that?
Yeah.
Or something like that. And of course, not to make my dreams his own, but at least giving him opportunities and avenues to where he can still thrive in places, and it doesn't, you know, there's no need to feel guilty or burdened about it, you know. I think, yes, it's a good way to say, you know, we've been dealt a certain deck of cards, but I think even more so looking at families that have a sibling or a kid with Down syndrome as a way of, like, a dandelion, you know. Mm-hmm. You blow a dandelion and the seeds go and they grow another one. And I really think that that's the best way to look at it is, I don't know what his future looks like. All I know is that it's going to be a good one. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome. The way I see it.
Yeah. What do you think, Abby? Or Amelia for Abby?
I don't really know.
You just love being with her, right?
Yeah.
She's like your best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. You all have such a special bond. And you've been coming to the Down syndrome office since you were born.
Yeah.
And Abby doing tutoring. What do you think about that? Do you think tutoring's really helping her?
Yeah, she's been doing really good with schoolwork. She's been doing really good with reading. She's been improving really well. She's been reading the stories that we've given her. She's just doing really good with
schoolwork. Do you help her sometimes with her schoolwork?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think that helps you with your schoolwork too?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. I think that's awesome. What about you?
Coda's very young, so... Yeah. I don't know what the future holds, but I do know she will be the most popular girl at our school. She
No doubt.
She's going to be able to do anything that she wants to in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm forever grateful that I get to be by her side while she does all those things, and I get to be able to call her my sister, and she's my biggest blessing. And I do hope that I can convince my mom to let her move in with me whenever I'm...
Convince her to let
you... Yeah, I don't think my mom will let me do that, because she wants her all to herself. But I do see a lot of sleepovers at my house, whatever that will look like. Mm-hmm. I know that she'll be at my house all the time, and we'll be hanging out. So I hope that I'll get to, you know, convince her to move in with me.
Do you think, some of you might be a little too young to answer this, but maybe for the older ones, do you think it's definitely changed your outlook on life and what you want to focus on and be and do?
I definitely think so. as a kid, I wanted to do lots of things, but my mind really settled on engineering and wanting to design and fly planes and that sort of thing. And as I've kind of grown and matured and walked kind of along with Zeke in life, it's kind of recognizing that, you know, people with Down syndrome in that community need some advocacy help and work with that. And so, you know, as I've gone through, I realized I want to become a lawyer, and I want to do something advocacy related and help those who can't necessarily help themselves. I think it's also given me a different perspective on life in the sense of... it's made me more patient and less judgy. Not giving grace so much, but adjusting my expectations to a level to where they can meet it and excel past it. I think that's how it's helped me mature, and you know, he's definitely taught tons of other people that same thing. You know, it's not in a seminar, it's just being, you know, his friend and that sort of thing. So
that's awesome. I know you want to, Alexa, want to be in the medical field, right?
Yes. I've always kind of wanted to be in the medical field, but it wasn't until about, I'd say, a year or two ago, I really set my mind on pediatrics.
Yeah.
Specifically, I would love to work with children with Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to talk to their parents and be able to give them a different perspective than what some parents are given. Mm-hmm. I want them to know that this is a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something you should be terrified of, or you should feel like it's a burden.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blessing. It's something that so many people don't get to experience.
Mm-hmm.
And getting to experience it, like, this is something you should be grateful for. And I want to be able to impact their lives and help them. And I do want to be an advocate as mm-hmm. well, just in any way that I can.
Do y'all see your parents differently because of your sibling with Down syndrome? Do you see them with any struggles and sometimes think, oh, I got to help with that? Anybody want to share some?
I used to think, because they spent a lot of time working with you and for a really long time. I don't want to say I was jealous of Ewan, but, like, there was a lot of times where I'd do something that I was really proud of, and then Ewan would do something a lot more minor in my eyes, and yeah. then they would just completely forget about yeah. what I did.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be mean,
no,
but
that's
just
fair.
What it was.
I think we hear that a lot. Would you all agree?
Like,
yes.
See, they're all shaking their heads.
Now that I've grown up, I'm like, I get it, I understand, but it's like, it just kind of sticks with you. It kind of stings.
Yeah.
But like...
Like, pay attention to me. It. I'm just as important, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like... I don't know how to explain it. It's like...
Do y'all kind of feel the same way? Mm-hmm. Was there times that...
I used to when I was younger.
Yeah.
But now I think it's more of just like... It's, you know, they're happy for you and they celebrate with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just more coming from a different view and a different standpoint. It's not that they're less happy or anything.
Right.
And it's helped me have a little bit more patience with my parents. Me being the oldest of five siblings,
yeah.
that alone is
yeah.
a lot. And throwing a brother with Down syndrome. So it's just like having some more patience with my parents when I was younger and then now through that mm-hmm. and understanding and giving grace through that. So.
Abby, what about you? You've seen your mom and dad when Abby's been real sick. How's that make you feel?
Like, sometimes during schoolwork, Abby's, like, gotten really angry with my mom.
Uh-huh.
And I just, like, I go in and she does schoolwork with me.
Oh, nice.
And does math with me and does some reading.
Give your mom a little bit of a break. So
yeah.
you're kind of stepping in to help mom out. That's very nice. Yeah, that's very great.
I feel like a big part of what struggles my parents go through is all the different surgeries, doctor's appointments.
Yeah.
I do a lot of sports. Mm-hmm. My middle sister does a lot of sports. And so, Coda, she does gymnastics, ballet, mm-hmm. anything, really. Mm-hmm. It's hard for them to manage our schedules.
Sure.
And my mom can get really, like, frustrated and
mm-hmm.
stressed. And I feel like it's kind of... I do my best to help, but sometimes I feel like I'm not doing enough, but there's only so much you can do, but I know that it's hard, and there's a lot of stuff that you need to kind of think about all the time,
mm-hmm.
and doctor's appointments are a big deal.
Do you think that having your siblings kind of made you grow up more than your peers? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Because I'm sure, I mean, I've heard this from my kids that, you know, they just don't understand sometimes, you know, the little things are the big things in our world. And, we have a whole different outlook on what therapy really, you know, how important those are. And if you miss it, you know, what that could be a setback. And then, of course, the stress levels. I mean, would you agree they're kind of a little more elevated in your families? I know yours definitely has to be, Cooper,
yeah.
right now. but, yeah, so any tips out there for siblings that might be listening of how you all cope and manage through that?
I think, you know, don't push your sibling with a disability away, with Down syndrome away. That's only going to grow resentment. And, you know, if your parents are stressing and struggling... at least the first day I got my license, my mom made me take my brother to the movies. So,
that's awesome.
You know, once you get your license and you can drive, like, take them out, you know, and go do stuff with them. That helps alleviate stress off your parents. You know, incorporate them into your friend groups too. Zeke has an air mattress at my apartment, and he stays
mm-hmm.
over all the time. So stuff like that. You know, take him out, take them out. You know, do things like that. Or I mean, simply asking your parents what you can do to help. It may not even be something regarding your sibling, but just doing the dishes or cleaning, like, just those small things can help alleviate on a long day.
Mm-hmm. So. Anybody want to add to that?
My favorite thing is being at one of my volleyball games or out in a social kind of area. I'll just take Coda and we'll go off and we'll go talk to people, make friends. Mm-hmm. Or if my friends are around, I'll just take her with me to my friends and we'll just talk and kind of let my mom or my dad, whoever's there, just kind of do their own thing. Especially if she's being much and she's being a little bratty. She'll be better if there's, like, people to talk to or hug and, mm-hmm. you know, kind of to socialize with. She does better. So just taking her and kind of incorporating her into the friend groups, like he said.
Yeah. I think that's really important, you know, mm-hmm. and it helps them work on their social skills. And like you said, they are the center of the universe and the life of the party.
It is always her world. It's Coda's world. I'm just living in it. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any, like, big concerns, you know, as they're growing up and aging with you? Is there anything that you're like, this world's a scary place and I don't know if it's good for them, or anything to share there?
I mean, there's a lot of people that are insensitive to him.
Yeah.
Like, they don't. They just make fun of him.
Mm-hmm. What do you do in those situations?
I mean, they don't really understand, like, who they are. They just, like, look at the symptoms and, like, the stereotypes, and they just start, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I mean, if I don't know him, it's none of my, like, I don't know. I don't want to say it's none of my business, because that's throwing it to the side, but it's more like, they don't get it, and it's not...
How can we educate them a little more, mm-hmm. or show them a different side? But you're right, you know, seeing the disability and not the person.
Mm-hmm. It's more like, I can't just tell them they're wrong about everything, but it's not, it's like they're going about it wrong.
Yeah.
They're not learning. Mm-hmm. They're just, like, running their mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, the older that Zeke's got, the older I've gotten, it's more transitioned away from, like, picking fun and bullying to more of, like, a assuming, so kind of what you were saying, assuming that he can't do something because of Down syndrome without mm-hmm. giving him the chance or the opportunity, assuming that, you know, he wouldn't be a good fit somewhere without seeing him first. So I definitely think that's kind of something that I'm a little nervous for him in the future. Yeah. Is knowing that he can do something, but somebody not affording him that opportunity. So.
Mm-hmm. Y'all feel like you're in protect mode all the time?
I feel like so, and I try not to be, because I don't want to be a, you know, helicopter brother sort of thing, because he's got a, you know, it's his life too, and
right.
and that's his, he's got his dreams and what he wants to do, and so, you know, but again, there's people out there that don't want to see him flourish and don't want to see him do good. Or maybe they do, but they don't know how. And mm-hmm. so it's helping those people out to find ways for people with disabilities to grow and become the best that they can. So,
you know, as you all are aging with your sibling, we're always going to be here. You know, I tell everybody the Down Syndrome Association will be here long after if the parents are. And we're always going to be a resource to you all. And things are going to change and evolve and hopefully get better for our loved ones with more opportunities and resources. So just know that, you know, even if you don't live in the state of Oklahoma, there's one somewhere that you can latch into. And I think those connections, you know, you all have obviously made those connections here because your parents have. And so that's awesome. And I just hope that you continue that. Before we go, I want each of you to tell me one word that describes your sibling.
Patient.
Inspiring.
Enthusiastic.
Loving.
Nice. Well, guys, thanks for listening to Dasco Up for a Discussion. Until next time, keep advocating and keep listening to our podcast. Thank you so much. Bye.